Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray you through the Bible verse by verse. So excited to have you here today listening. Maybe this is your first time listening. If it is, I hope that it's a blessing to you, and let me know what you think about it. You can always email me at mary@marydemuth.com, and if you'd like some personal prayer, you can email me at that address as well. We're going through scriptures right now from the book The Seven Deadly Friendships. It's a Harvest House title. It released October 1st, and so we're just going systematically through the entire book of the verses that I pulled from that book, and we're going to be going through this in September, which we just went through, October, which is right now, and November, which is the future. And at the end of November, we'll start going through Luke in the nativity narratives. But so right now we're in Jeremiah 6:13 in the HCSB version of the Bible. And it says this: "From the least to the greatest of them, everyone is making profit dishonestly. From prophet to priest, everyone deals falsely." Mind if I pray for you? Lord, this is a difficult verse, and I know that this is the prophet Jeremiah speaking to the nation of Israel, and he is sharing your heart with them and basically talking about the fact that when our hearts are far from you, our finances will follow, and we will begin to worship money more than we worship you, and then we will begin to do all sorts of gymnastics to make people, to take the money from people who maybe are even suffering, Lord. So, Lord, I know this is taken from the Con Man Connor chapter of the Seven Deadly Friendships, because there are people in our lives who are con men. There are people in our lives who are really more interested in our money than our relationship. And so, Lord, I pray that you would expose those folks. Expose them to the people listening today. Maybe they are thinking, gosh, I always feel super uncomfortable around this person and I can't really put my finger on it. Perhaps they're a con man. Perhaps they're someone who is constantly moving from place to place with dishonest gain, telling all sorts of stories, reinventing themselves over and over. Or maybe they're someone who only wants to be your friend if you're joined their multi-level marketing platform. And Lord, nobody likes to feel used. Nobody likes to be taken advantage of. So Lord, I also pray for us that we would not be people who use others for gain. We would not become people who use others for money or to view people as potential profit instead of potential friendship. So Lord, forgive us if we've gone down that road, but also give us discernment as to what we should do in those kinds of friendships where people are either trying to con us out of money or coerce us or shame us or make us feel guilty if we haven't participated in their company or whatever it is. So Lord, I pray that the scripture says everyone deals falsely. So I pray that you would expose those, especially in the church, who are dealing falsely with their fellow Christians. And I pray that you would shed a holy light on folks like that, that they would be exposed, that they wouldn't keep being able to reinvent themselves. I know for us, as we entrusted the sale of our home to a con man before we left for France and lost everything. We lost our credit. We lost all of our money. And he was someone that was in the church and someone we met through a prayer group. And Lord, he continued to abuse others and take advantage of others. And then eventually he just suddenly died. And so Lord, I know that you are holding the whole world in your hands. I know that you are touched by widows and orphans and those who have been maligned and people who have been sex trafficked and people who have been taken advantage of for economic gain. And it's such a big issue that I don't even know how to pray because it just feels so dark. But Lord, please, please expose it. Lord, sex trafficking is in our backyard, and all goes down to money. Someone is making money off another human being. And of course, there's lust in there as well. But ultimately, it's money. It's money. And so, Lord, forgive us. Forgive our society. Forgive us for thinking that that's okay. Forgive us for being in a society that somehow tries not to think that this happens. Lord, the reality is that it does happen. And so help us, as I prayed a couple days ago, to expose these evil deeds of darkness instead of just allowing them to continue on. Lord, we do ask today that you would clean house in your church. We welcome it. I know it's scary, but we welcome it. And we trust you to expose those who are dealing falsely, who are making a profit dishonestly. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. You are such a great part of what's going on here. So thank you for faithfully listening. And if you want to support the podcast, you can go to patreon.com/prayeveryday. There's different levels. It's super fun. And I hope you have an amazing day. Love you, love you, love you.